Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Seven of Infinities, a Shia Universe novella, by Aliette de Baudard, narrated by Emily Wu Zeller. High-ranking visitor in the antechamber, waiting for you. When her bots pinged her unexpectedly with that message, Vung opened the door of her room and found the mineship, the wild orchid and sunless woods in the narrow space that served as common access to the quarters she and her student wing occupied. What was the mineship doing there? She was a member of Vung's poetry club, except that she was a mineship and a celebrated scholar who'd graduated from the Imperial examinations, whereas Vung was the daughter of a shopkeeper, with no degree to her name, making ends meet as a private tutor rather than enjoying the largesse of being a state official. Sunless Woods and Vung spent time together in the context of the poetry club, but certainly they'd never been intimate enough for the ship to pay her a private call. Vung stepped into the antechamber.
Elder Aunt, are you here for me?
Child. The ship rose and bowed. Yes, I am. She wasn't physically there. She was parked in orbit somewhere in the scattered pearls belt, projecting down an avatar when she needed to be in the habitats. Her avatar was as unconventional as her name, which was itself a reference to scholars whose merit wasn't recognized, a borderline criticism of the examinations system. Instead of a miniature version of herself, it was a vaguely humanoid shape. At first glance, she appeared to have two arms and two legs and to be about Vung's size. But whenever she moved, Vung would catch a glimpse of something far, far larger. Sleek and polished metal, the reflection of distant stars, and a feeling the room, the entire habitat, were twisting and folding back on themselves, unable to contain the vastness of her. Is there a place we could talk privately?
Vung couldn't place Sunless Woods' tone.
Yes, of course. She led Sunless Woods back into her compartment, her own private space, a small room with a bed, a table, and a series of overlays of paintings and ceramics, whose physical version Vung could certainly never have afforded.
Do you want tea?
Please. The ship inclined her head. The bots poured Vung a cup of tea, and a ghostly cup shimmered into existence for Sunless Woods, in an overlay of Vung's room. The mineship didn't need food to sustain her body, but to her the complex, layered flavor of the tea would suggest pleasant memories. The same for Vung, reminding her of New Year's Eve and the smell of banana leaves, and the crinkle of red envelopes handed to children. The ship waited until Vung was almost done with her cup of tea before speaking. I came here because there have been discussions.
Discussions?
Sunless Woods' tone was dark. On the suitability of your presence at the poetry club. For a moment, a suspended, agonizing, horrible moment, Vung thought they had found her out, that they knew about Laureate Antan, that the scandals she'd been running away from had finally caught her.
How could they know?
Laureate Antan said, in Vung's mind.
They can't possibly tell the difference.
Her voice was withering. Vung could feel Antan in her thoughts, a personality on a mem implant offering Vung the knowledge she needed to go from passably good scholar to an excellent one. Mem implants were commonplace, but they were ancestors of those who held them, physical people preserved as study aids. And Antan, whom Vung had put together from fragments of other people's personalities, was the height of impropriety, disrespectfully scavenged from the dead, and not related to Vung in any way. Vung struggled for words amidst the bottomless pit in her stomach, and saw Sunless Woods, head cocked, watching her.
Elder Aunt!
The ship shrugged. It was a curiously expansive gesture that seemed to drag the air away from Vung. Her voice was dark. They think you commonplace. Vulgar.
Vulgar? Vung stared at her. This was familiar territory. Her heart sank. This isn't about my ability as a scholar at all, is it? For a moment she thought the ship would smile and lie, but Sunless Woods merely shook her head, her face taking on the hard planes of some faceted gem.
This is about your birth.
She smiled, but it was darker and a great deal less amused than Vung would have thought.
They use words like unsuitable, brash, unaware of the codes by which they all live.
Because she hadn't grown up with these codes. Laureate and Tan could help, to an extent, could offer knowledge and literary allusions, but of course something would always seem off to the other scholars, the ones whose families had been officials for generations. Vung said, chilled,
If the poetry club throws me out, I'll lose my job.
Word would get around. Wing, her student, the daughter of the house in which Vung lived, wouldn't want a tutor who was shunned by the scholar community. Vung would lose everything. Sunless Woods said,
I know.
It was rather sharper than Vung had expected.
I don't understand why you're here, Vung said.
A ping on the network. Someone else had entered the antechamber. A woman Vung didn't know. Middle-aged, her skin shining with the particular smoothness of cheap rejuve treatments. She wore only a handful of bauts, like jewelry rather than the usual utilitarian approach. Three serpentine ones wrapped around both wrists and around her neck. The lacquered ornamental kind painted with vivid orchids. Vung couldn't place her socially, which was odd because she usually had an excellent sense of where people fitted in on the habitats.
Hang on, she said, half rising.
But the door to the other compartment, Wing's compartment, had already opened, and Vung's student Wing stepped out.
Oh, hello, younger aunt. Do come in.
And they were both gone into Wing's compartment. Vung breathed out. None of her business, then. Good.
Why am I here? Sunless Woods said. To warn you.
Vung opened her mouth. That was not the answer she had expected.
You can't possibly...
disapprove of what they're doing?
Sunless Woods' voice was sharp.
This is about merit, not about who your parents were.
As if that had ever been the case. Vung said, trying to breathe through the panic. What would she do if Wing's family dismissed her?
I don't know what to do.
Appeal.
Sunless Woods' voice was sharp.
Good steeds don't always get the proper grooms, or jade the right carver to make it come alive.
Metaphors for scholars whose talents were going unrecognized, Ang Tan pointed out in Vung's thoughts. The last one is a bit unorthodox. Vung opened her mouth, closed it. She couldn't appeal. She couldn't afford to appeal. A board would take a look at her scholarly abilities, and if they dug too deep, they'd find that Vung couldn't possibly have a real mem implant. And the scandal that followed would be even larger and uglier. It would lose her her job anyway, and see her shunned from good society forever.
I can't, Elder Aunt.
Can't? Or won't?
Sunless Woods' gaze held Vung's, unerringly. In the faint imprint of pupils on the ship's face, Vung saw darkness, an exhilarating and endless plunge into the stars. She shivered. Either. Both.
If I force the poetry club to keep me on, you know they'll just resent me for who I am.
She tried, very hard, to make it seem reasonable, to not show Sunless Woods an inkling of fear. A snort.
You can live with resentment.
The ship cocked her head to watch her.
Or would you rather lose your job?
I don't understand why you're here, Wang said, again, stubbornly.
Because things should be fair. Because you're talented. And because this would be a colossal, infuriating waste.
I'm not...
Wang started, but a voice cut her off.
Teacher?
Startled, Wang looked up. Her student Wing was standing in the doorway, and something was off in her pose.
What's wrong?
I...
Wing stopped, spoke up again. Her voice was shaking.
I think I have a problem.
What kind of problem?
My visitor. She's dead,
Wing said, and raised hands that were shaking, and would have collapsed if Feng hadn't leapt from her chair to catch her as she faltered. Wing's current overlay of her compartment was darkness, a vast and cavernous view of the heavens, as if one were in a spaceship or small capsule, and the floor were glass. Beneath Feng's feet was the river of stars, a spread of lights underfoot that kept changing, drawing patterns that evoked words, fragments of poems by Han Makdu, Lan Ngao, Deng Hai Yim.
Beautiful,
Laureate Ang Tan said.
Wang is such a very promising student. No wonder her mother has such high hopes for her. The daughter of the captain who swam in the River of Stars.
Wang shook her head to dismiss the comments. Now wasn't the time to let the laureate take over.
Literature later. There's a body, laureate.
Ang Tan subsided, with a regretful sigh, and sank to a bare whisper in Wang's mind again. The woman Wang had seen earlier lay on one of those ever-shifting spreads of stars, her face by turns in light and shadow as the composition beneath her changed. Wang couldn't see any wounds.
May I?
Sunless Woods had followed her in. Wang wasn't sure if she was addressing Wang or Wing, but Wing hadn't moved, was waiting for her to weigh in as the most senior person in the room. She nodded. Sunless Woods moved, graceful, ethereal. Wang blinked, and all of a sudden Sunless Woods was no longer in the doorway, but kneeling by the corpse's side, head cocked to stare at it, fingers resting lightly on the woman's wrists, where her bots still lay coiled. Something spun in the air between them, a thread of light going from one to another, as Sunless Woods tipped her head back. Lips parted. She seemed to be inhaling it all.
What happened? Wang asked.
I don't know,
Wing said, and Wang measured the depth of her student's panic. Wing would rather deflect conversation than admit ignorance.
She said she had important business. I left her in there 30 seconds to rustle up some cooking bots for tea and refreshments, and when I came back, she was on the floor. She had no pulse.
Wang raised a hand, trying to stem Wing's panic. She was wound up too tight, still worrying about the poetry club and all that it might entail for her. She was meant to project reassurance, but she felt small and scared and vulnerable. She forced herself to breathe.
All right, back up. What happened before that? Who was she?
Wing made a face.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You...
Wang breathed in, again, slowing down. She wanted to say Wing had been so effortlessly certain when she'd welcomed the woman in, but then she realized that Wing would never look uncertain. She was so deeply worried of being judged and found wanting that her mask had become second nature to her.
So you didn't know her?
No,
Wing said.
She said she had some urgent business, and that it had to do with the examinations.
The ones Wing was meant to be sitting for in a couple of months, the ones Wang had been hired to help her pass, to make Wing worthy of the first mother who had died for the Empire, and given Wing and her second mother the grace of an imperial title.
With the examinations?
Bung frowned.
Surely she'd know better than selling questions or cheating methods. The law is quite drastic on the matter.
The only things allowed in the candidate's cells during the examinations would be mem implants, like the one Vung had, like the two Wing had, the memory traces of her first mother and grandmother, offering advice and suggestions, the ancestors' blessings made manifest. Sunless Woods shifted.
"You're aware," she said to Wing, "that if she's been found guilty of examination fraud, you'd have been judged guilty as well."
She brought her fingers from the corpse's wrist to her mouth, held them there for a while, as if pondering a particularly difficult problem. An expansive shrug from Wing.
"I know the code. If I haven't accepted anything, then there's no offense."
Sunless Woods took the fingers out of her mouth.
"You'd need to prove it. Jurisprudence isn't on your side. It's a really odd corpse."
She shifted. Her eyes rolled up for a moment, and in that fraction of a heartbeat, Vung saw the deepness of space in them, like a gateway to a place that would swallow her whole.
"There's no pulse, but there's also no wounds whatsoever. Burn marks on her hands, but these aren't lethal, and they're also a few days old at the least."
"Poison?"
Wynne asked.
"Focus, focus."
She needed to think less on herself and more about her student, or she was going to fail Wing.
"Look, none of it is the point. The point is that we need to call the militia and let them handle this, to get you off the hook. Now."
Wynne looked puzzled.
"Examination fraud is bad enough. Murder is worse," Vung said.
If she closed her eyes, she'd see the interrogation rooms again. The officious-looking clerk smiling at her, and gently, carefully insinuating that she knew more than she let on about the affairs of her friends. That surely one had to be spectacularly stupid, or unaware, or a poor elder sister, to fail to see what was right in front of her eyes. And Vung, remaining silent and not knowing what she could do. It was past. She had survived. But Hung Lam and Yin had not. She remembered the day both sisters had been transferred to the 23rd planet for their execution. Standing in the crowd of the spaceport, trying to catch a glimpse of them. And Hung Lam's gaze finding her as the militia pushed her towards the transport mineship. The way her friend's face had set, lips tightening. The little shake of her head that warned Vung not to do anything stupid.
"We protected you, big sis. Don't go and waste it all."
It was in the past. 5 years ago, and all that remained of it was dark and confused nightmares in which she never ran fast enough to escape. A touch on Vung's shoulders, a warmth that was too sudden and too spread to be that of a human hand, but rather something processed through an overlay. She looked up. Sunless Woods had effortlessly crossed the room and was standing by her side, and behind her, along her trajectory, was a faint imprint on Wing's overlay, like the radiance of 10,000 stars fading against the daylight sky.
"Can I have a word with you, child? In private."
Vung clamped her lips on the obvious "why?" that filled her thoughts.
"Of course."
She walked with Sunless Woods to a quieter corner of the room. A hush descended. The mineship, accessing the habitat's command and asking for privacy.
"I didn't know you could do that."
A smile that transformed Sunless Woods' entire face, making her seem less distant and less severe.
"Technically, no, but I have ways."
"All right," Vung said. "What do you want?"
Sunless Woods' face was gentle. Are you all right? You look upset.
Vung's lips moved before her brain caught up with them.
Why do you care?
A fraught silence. Sunless Woods moved to put a hand on Vung's shoulder again. When she raised her arm, oily darkness glinted in the space between arm and torso, as if she were trailing a cape of the cloth of heaven. An unsettling and yet oddly welcome sight. A reminder that all of Vung's concerns were, in the end, short-lived. Warmth spread, again, diffuse and unoppressive. She'd never craved anything so much.
I'm sorry.
Sunless Woods withdrew her hand. Vung found herself following it with her eyes, and had to bodily stop herself from trying to grab it and pull it back towards her. Pointless. It would have taken a shift of overlays and specific instructions before she could actually interact with Sunless Woods.
I shouldn't have touched you without your permission, Sunless Woods said.
No, it's all right, Vung said,
and forcing herself to find words in the desert of her thoughts. For a brief moment, nothing came, and then Laureate and Kun was there, offering poems and references on friendship and loss and desire.
As my ship tears itself from orbit, my heart twists and turns with the stars, pained, falling and falling, as I remember butterflies flitting from orchid to orchid.
Not helpful, Vung snapped. She certainly wasn't going to sleep with Sunless Woods. The thought she ever would was ridiculous. They moved in such different circles it would be short, awkward, and just create more resentment than pleasure.
It's all right. I'm sorry I snapped at you.
And then, before she could stop herself,
I liked it.
Ah. Again. A pregnant silence that stretched until it felt it would snap. Vung said,
I had a bad experience with the militia when I was much younger.
An exhaled breath. She couldn't get Hung Lum's pale face out of her head.
It's all right.
She raised a hand to forestall Sunless Woods' objections.
I was just a witness to a brawl, but that's why I know how bad they can get. Even with innocence.
Not a lie, but not the whole truth, either. Sunless Woods cocked her head, watching her for a while. Weighing her. Except that this time it wasn't about whether she thought Vung worthy, but something else entirely. Taking in the whole of her and... Her mind blanked. She was afraid to ask a question that she knew Sunless Woods would answer with the same cool, devastating honesty. At length, Sunless Woods said, with unexpected sharpness in her voice,
They're unfeeling louts drunk on their own power, and you should never have had to deal with any of that. Will you give me permission?
For what?
Vung thought it would be about touching again, about what would come afterwards. A host of confused feelings within her suddenly clamoring for nebulous release. But Sunless Woods merely said,
I would like to, involve myself in this.
Vung tried, and failed, to slow down the heartbeat that seemed to be resonating all the way into her fingers.
You? Elder Aunt?
I can stand between you and the militia. You'd find dealing with them difficult.
Not as much as Wing would. I have no intention of shirking my duties.
She'd clamped down on the other panic. The fear she'd lose the poetry club and her livelihood. This was more urgent, and the consequences would be far more drastic. Fond, amused laughter from the ship, coming back to her in trailing echoes that bore no resemblance to the geometry of the room.
Of course you don't. Nevertheless, the other thing is that I'd want to look into this myself.
Surely the militia...
Oh, never fear.
We'll call them. But you know as well as I do that this is a single tribunal posting, outside of the numbered planets. The militia is overworked, the magistrate young, inexperienced, and flooded with requests.
I don't understand, Vung said. You're a scholar.
A silence, stretching for just slightly longer than it should. When Sunless Woods spoke again, she said, And as a scholar, I'm curious about anything that would affect the examinations.
But Vung had the distinct feeling the answer would have been quite different if the mindship hadn't checked herself.
And I'm not without resources of my own. Vung had never been good at diplomacy. Her old childhood dream of being a scholar in the Imperial Palace had been as unrealistic as it had been high-flown.
Fine. If you tell me why. Really why. That same laughter, startling her with how utterly young and carefree it sounded.
The mindship was ancient. She had to be. Mindships all were. And in the club's meetings, she'd made it clear she'd already been an adult at the time of the uprising, 7 years ago.
I'm curious, Sunless Woods said, finally.
Noise came rushing back in, and she walked back to the corpse, gesturing for Vung to follow her. She lifted one arm, so that the elaborate and overlarge silk sleeves fell down, baring its length. Here. At first, all Vung saw was skin, brown and paler than her own, and with the faintest hint of the particular tan that came from too much time spent in space. But then something shifted, layers of disguises peeling away like a cook expertly slicing at meat, until an archaic symbol shone, visible across all the overlays, the way it should always have been. A mark that couldn't be disguised or removed for anyone with the right query tools.
Furtive theft, Vung said, aloud. And on the other arm, the same symbol. Not only a thief with an offense grave enough to be marked, but a recidivist.
Child? I told you, I don't know her, Wing said.
Vung didn't think she was lying. Sunless Woods didn't seem to either. Her whole attention was on the corpse.
It's a good disguise, she said. A very expensive one. They're not temporary mods. She's altered her whole being, including genetic modifications. Finding out who she originally was is going to be extremely difficult, if not outright impossible. Which means that whatever else she wasn't poor. Or without means. And whatever she wanted from Wing, it had to be worth all this.
Vung said, stubbornly.
I still don't see why...
I'm involved.
Sunless Woods stood up in a fluid movement, her head turning thoughtfully, taking in the entire room. The effect was uncanny.
Call it a challenge.
The wild orchid in Sunless Woods was old and experienced, and she really, really shouldn't have involved herself. For starters, Sunless Woods wasn't her real name, and contrary to what she'd told Vung, she wasn't really a scholar either, or native to the Scattered Pearls Belt, or a decorated hero of the uprising. Just like the dead woman, Sunless Woods was a thief. And she supposed that the only thing that separated her from the corpse was that she'd never been caught. Throughout the years, she'd carried a succession of identities and names, slipping in and out of them as easily as a human would put on new clothes. She'd lied and stolen and laughed her way through the Dai Viet Empire, and come here in the Belt. Well, for a rest, she supposed. For a chance to enjoy life rather than test herself, again and again, against the rocks of the world. The last thing she should have done was involve herself with the affairs of the militia, or give them any reason to question her identity. And yet, she liked Vung. Most of the scholars she'd met were puffed up with their own importance, or utterly certain of the way.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?